Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Louisa. We thank you so much for tuning in with us on today. And remember, pass the information on to someone else that they may also tune in. Now, we do hope that you have something handy to document some of the information we're going to share with you on today. So once again, welcome. And before I forget, one thing I did not say during the last show is that any gender may be an abuser. A female may abuse a male as well as a male abuse a female. The first thing that we want to do is give you the National Domestic Hotline phone number. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. You may also chat by calling or going to the hotline. My apologies. You will go online to thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. You may also text the word START 788. That's 88788. Don't worry, I'm going to try to give the number out several times during the broadcast. Also, if you'd like to call in, sometimes it's good to vent, to talk about what you're going through or what you may be experiencing and you do not know what it is. Just to talk about it helps. That number to call in is 563-999-3694. No information will be given out about you, no phone number, your name, or anything. You may just talk. 563-999-3694. So we want to talk about psychological abuse, emotional manipulation, and also give you some facts, or statistics rather, on abuse. We want to tell you a little bit how to recognize the signs of emotional manipulation. That's emotional manipulation. Emotional manipulators often use mind games to seize power in a relationship. Mind, M-I-N-D, games are used to seize power in a relationship. Ultimate goal is to use that power to control the other person. And no one really wants to be controlled by someone else. A healthy relationship is based on trust, understanding, and mutual respect. This is true of personal relationships as well as professional ones. Sometimes people seek to exploit these elements of a relationship in order to benefit themselves in some way. So we're talking about mutual respect, we're talking about trust, and we're talking about understanding. Those are words that healthy relationships are based upon, and emotional manipulators are people that are seeking to benefit themselves use what's found in healthy relationships to turn it around to their benefit in an abusive relationship. Okay. It is always good to conduct your business, your encounters with the other person on your home turf. You want to be the person to have the advantage and not the other person. Also, emotional manipulators may skip a few steps in traditional get-to-know-you phase. They share their darkest secrets and their vulnerability. What they're really doing, let me repeat that. Emotional manipulators may skip a few steps in the traditional get-to-know-you phase. They share their darkest secrets and vulnerabilities. What they're really doing, however, is trying to make you feel so special that you divulge your secrets, can use these sensitive areas against you later. And then here is another popular tactic. When one person wants to establish control, they may ask probing questions so that you share your thoughts and your concerns easily. With their hidden agenda in mind, they can use their answers, I'm sorry, they can use your answers to manipulate your decisions. Emotional manipulators are masters at altering reality with lies, fibs, or misfusion. And this happens quite a lot in relationships. People are not telling the truth. They're fibbing, and they're doing misstatements in order just to get you confused. They may exaggerate events to make them seem more vulnerable. They may also understate their role in a conflict in order to gain your sympathy. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about psychological abuse. Psychological abuse can include someone regularly embarrassing you in public or in front of family, friends, support workers, or people you work with, calling your name, threatening to harm you, your children, or your pets. These all fall under the term psychological abuse. Emotional abuse can take many forms. These general patterns of abusive behavior include aggressing, denying, and minimizing. So let's give you some signs of emotional abuse. The person that is abusing you, they ignore boundaries or invade your privacy. They are possessive and are controlling. They are manipulative. They often dismiss you and your feelings. They are hypercritical or judgmental towards you. We want you to know that 20,000 calls per day are made to the hotline. Every 20 minutes, someone is being abused. Every 20 minutes. The National Hotline for Domestic Violence Abuse, they have strict criteria that they go by in order to talk with you. They do not divulge your private information or anything about you. Your first call is confidential to them. These are trained individuals on the other line. If you just want them to just listen to what you have to say, they are able to give you support information if you need support. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. They provide life-saving tools to empower victims and survivors of abuse. Your call is anonymous and confidential. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. That's five digits, 88788. You may also chat online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. A weapon is used in 19% of domestic violence incidents. We want you to know that women who are abused by their intimate partners are far more likely to contract HIV or other sexually transmitted diseases as a result of forced sexual intercourse or prolonged exposure to stress. Those who have been abused by an intimate partner are at higher risk for mental health problems such as depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, low self-esteem, isolation, fear of intimacy, risk life behaviors, post-traumatic stress disorder, flashbacks, and poor health. Being victim of domestic violence and witnessing it in the home can have particularly damaging effect on children and teenagers. These effects include both short-term and long-term, and unfortunately, often end up shaping the worldview of these young, impressionable minds. Here are some of the ways that witnesses are experiencing domestic violence can impact America's most vulnerable population. That number again for the National Domestic Hotline is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. 1 in 15 children is exposed to domestic violence and intimate partner violence each year. An overwhelming majority of them witness these abuses firsthand. Over 15 million children in the United States have at some point lived in a house where domestic violence has occurred. Children at a much higher risk of continuing this cycle of abuse in their life. It is estimated that a young boy who sees his mother abused is 10 times more likely to abuse his intimate partner. Children who witness domestic violence are at a much greater risk of continuing this cycle of abuse in their life. It is estimated that a young boy who sees his mother abused is 10 times more likely to abuse his intimate partner. A young girl who witnesses her mother abused by her father is 6 times more likely to be sexually abused as a girl. 1 in 5 female high school students report being physically or sexually abused by someone they are dating. Young children who witness domestic violence often take the blame for it, which in turn can affect self-esteem, mental health, and performance at school. We have 90 seconds left. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. That is 88788. You may also go to thehotline.org to speak to a domestic violence advocate. We thank you very much for listening. The number down, 563-999-3694. You're welcome to call in anytime during the show. I will answer. You may go ahead and say what you need to say, and I will continue on with the broadcast. We thank you very much for listening, and we want you to know that you are not at fault if you find yourself in a toxic or abusive relationship. It is not your fault. You are not wearing a sign on your back, and it is not your fault. So at this time, we thank you once again for listening, and please tune in once again on next week where we will share more important information with you. May God bless you. I trust that your Thanksgiving was well, and have a great day.